This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Washington, D.C. has been dazzled this week by an important visitor. At the White House, he got the prize seat next to the First Lady at this week's state dinner. No, we're not talking about British Prime Minister David Cameron, though he, too, was in town. It was actor and activist George Clooney who put in an appearance to raise awareness about the humanitarian crisis in Sudan. In addition to getting arrested for protesting in front of the Sudanese embassy, Clooney also testified before a congressional panel. NPR Sonari Glinton looks at Capitol Hill's love affair with celebrities.
There's nothing new about stars testifying before Congress. John Legend testified about the arts, Oprah Winfrey testified about child abuse, and the late Elizabeth Taylor gave one of her best performances testifying about AIDS in 1992.
And despite the ever-increasing caseload in our cities, funding for this bill has been, at best, totally inadequate, and at worst, non-existent.
Back in 92, when a big movie star like Liz Taylor swept onto the Hill dripping in pearls and diamonds, lawmakers and their staffers listened. And when George Clooney appeared in his tailored suit and carefully manicured stubble, senators did the same.
There is a long list of things we can do that won't cost lives or much money. We can't give the lives back. But we can put an end to it if we work together as a nation and as an international community. And it can start here.
Inside the hearing room, senators sat somberly listening to Clooney's testimony about Sudanese atrocities. Outside, women and men of all ages packed the halls to get a glimpse of the star.
Long gray hair.
Susan Toffler is a media strategist who normally doesn't attend Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings, but she happened to be in the building.
So I was like, well, I'm downstairs. I'm going to go upstairs.
Do you normally do things like this?
No. George Clooney makes this special. Because he's doing a great job reaching out on behalf of Sudan, and when he talks, people listen, and he's in my age group.
Jim Manley worked on Capitol Hill for more than 20 years for the late Ted Kennedy, as well as George Mitchell and Harry Reid. He says celebrities who come through town are almost always sincere and passionate about their causes, but...
Beautiful though she may be, Angelina Jolie coming through town. Oh, okay, you know, already seen that a couple times before.
Manley says as celebrities have gotten more and more involved in politics on the Hill, their impact has waned since the days of, say, Liz Taylor.
George Clooney is in town and at least people are focusing on Sudan for once. You know, the problem, of course, is that then it just ebbs and flows and the next celebrity comes in, the next cause, the next issue, and it's just this ongoing cycle.
In other words, awareness of worthy causes is becoming as fleeting as fame itself. Sonari Clinton, NPR News, Washington.